It is Animal Radio, and we are with Stephanie Coleman. She's the manager of the puppy department at the Guide Dogs of America. And we're talking about the things you need to do if you encounter an off-leash or a stray dog when you're walking your own dog and you're not too sure about it. She has suggested we carry around citronella spray, like a little spray gun, just in case you need to defend yourself from the dog, right?
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I've used it for very effectively is to let the owners of the off-leash dogs know that I really don't want their dog to come up in my space. So because you'll often get the dog, the off-leash dog that comes up, and you know, however many yards behind him, you have the owner holding the leash with no dog on it. Mm-hmm. Saying, oh, it's okay. He's friendly.
Yes.
And again, that's great that that dog's friendly, but sometimes you're with a dog who maybe isn't, or a dog who doesn't want that, you know, unknown dog coming up in his space. So I've often been, you know, in the uncomfortable position of having to say, right, I know, but could you just call your dog? No, really, he's friendly. And if I've asked a couple of times and I'm not getting the response I need, I hold out my can. No, really, please call your dog. You know, and that tends to help people go, oh, wow, okay, no, she's serious. I really need to call my dog.
That probably doesn't help you make friends on the trail, does it?
Well, you know, again, as you've pointed out, my responsibility is to keep my dog safe and to not put my dog in a situation where maybe she needs to react unfavorably because somebody else has let their dog get into my dog's personal space. And certainly, you know, if we get close enough on the trail, I explain, gosh, you know, I'm sorry, but my dog really doesn't like dogs that she doesn't know coming into her space. It's just citronella. It's not going to hurt your dog, you know, things like that. Yeah.
I've had people come up to me, you know, with like you say, their owner's just a few feet behind the dog, and they tell me, you know, when I'm walking my dog, oh, they're friendly, and I look at them and I say, mine's not.
I like the trick where, and I've done this many times, is if you're walking in your own neighborhood and you happen to know who lives where, you just kind of walk up to their front door or head towards that direction, and the stray dog will kind of just hang around and go, I don't really want to go up that way. So, I mean, mm-hmm. It gives you time.
Absolutely. I've had clients do that one successfully. Some of the more creative ones that I just love, if it happens to be trash day and you have a small dog, I mean, if push comes to shove, I've had people pick up their tiny dog, put the dog inside the trash can, and close the lid.
I've walked by trucks, and I've thought about putting them in the truck bed. When a dog approached me, I thought, these two pugs, I can throw them in the back of that truck real quick.
Yep. The other thing, too, is if you've had some sort of ambush and it's been a little bit traumatizing for you or for your dog, it's important to try to make sure that the next time you're out, every time you see a dog, you don't initially tense up, because all of that tension goes right down the leash and can cause your dog to be concerned even before, you know, potentially anything's happening, which is super hard, because if you've had a scary encounter on a walk, you see a dog, you're anticipating that it could go sideways again. But always trying to remain calm, super important, not choking up on your leash. You know, that we tend to have a tendency of tightening up on that leash and drawing the dog into us as close and as tight as possible. But that tight leash really is almost saying, you know, danger, danger, Batman. So trying to maintain that loose leash is super important. And I work really hard to try to teach the dog that in the presence of another dog, I will be more fun. I will pay better. So then if you're able to do that consistently, and it does take some practice, and depending on how interested in other dogs, you know, the dog that you're working with happens to be, it can take a while to get this done. But when it's done effectively, then the presence of another dog out in the world almost becomes a cue for the dog you're with to look to you and say, I hear a dog, where's my cookie? And if I have a dog that tends to be a little bit reactive toward other dogs, I would rather put in the effort to teach that alternative behavior, I hear a dog, where's a cookie, than to have to manage or strong arm a dog because he's being so reactive every time he sees dogs out in space.
A lot of information there. I have so many more questions, but we're so out of time, so we're going to have to do this again sometime. Stephanie Coleman, she is the manager of the puppy department at the Guide Dogs of America, and you can learn more over at guidedogsofamerica.org. And, of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Smell some puppy breath for us.
Okay, it's about time for us to get on out of here. Don't forget you can get your fix over at animalradio.pet. And before we leave, since it is the last show of the year, we're going to play you some outtakes from Animal Radio. See you next week.
Happy New Year. Wishing everybody the best.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
It's a young and the restless weekend. We've had and are having three of the
die.
Duh.
Die.
Brain fart.
No being mean to me or making me feel bad.
Okay. Oh, I would
okay,
never
now
do that.
That voice is too hot.
So it's taking a strange twist.
Oh my God, my ears are ringing.
So I can smell dog poop before anybody else. I have a bionic nose.
Wow, that's pretty talented.
I won't judge you.
What is this, Stunad? What is wrong with you people?
Was that
Stop
Italian?
Stop leaving your pets in the car.
Hey, we're an equal opportunity offender here at Animal Radio. We haven't offended you yet.
Give us
we
time.
We will.
Yes, just give us a little bit.
I realize that, but you know what? At least I'm not talking about cutting off testicles, so.
Thankfully.
No, that'll be in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Hi, this is Michelle Stafford from The Young and the Restless. On radio, Radio Animal?
Animal Radio.
Oh my God.
Unless you're dyslexic.
So, wait, I want to go back to the hermaphrodite. Do you spay or neuter that animal?
Oh, that is an ugly creature. Jeez.
But yeah, isn't it cute ugly?
It's something you would keep looking at. It's just, you're trying to figure out what the heck you are looking at.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement and Air Buddies. And you're listening to Animal Radio. Now remember.
Spay and neuter.
Yeah, okay. Now remember to spray and neuter your dogs.
Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there.
California is the place you want to be.
So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
Oh, boy.
This is Animal Radio Network.